parallel universes. Scientists opening wormholes. Turning back the time to change the future. It all sounds a little science fiction-y, doesn't it? It sounds like a story. Well, Daz Chandler, my next guest, is a fabulous storyteller. And along with that, Daz has a deep desire to improve the world we live in. Those passions have combined to lead to The Parallel Effect, an immersive and experiential project to pose the question, what would the world look like if in the 1970s and 80s we'd approached climate change differently? Great question, right? Now, thanks to COVID, like many things, the project has had to change direction. Daz Chandler joins me this morning to talk about The Parallel Effect and where it's headed. Daz, how are you?
Hi, Willie. I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all. Now, first of all, where did this inspiration for The Parallel Effect come from?
Oh, goodness, gee. I mean, I don't know if it would be legal to sort of tell you the truth about that at 9:16 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
I was wondering that.
but your intro sort of does it a wonderful justice. Thank you. I, alongside an incredible interdisciplinary team of thinkers and practitioners, we've been developing this large-scale participatory installation. And yes, it does invite audiences to travel through an interdimensional vortex, leave this world behind, which, you know, at the moment seems like a pretty good idea at times, and contemplate a series of parallel universes that, among other things, have each handled climate change differently.
That's so interesting. Now, it was due to launch in May, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
If it had gone ahead, what could people, like, where was it go? Like, where was it being held and what could people have expected?
Yeah, well, it was actually going to have its premiere season as part of a biennial arts festival in Melbourne this past May. But yes, of course, COVID. No spoilers there.
Oh, so, COVID.
So in terms of the work itself, I guess as one of the producers on the project, one of the things I was incredibly concerned about when all of this transpired was maintaining a sense of momentum, which I felt would keep both the constitution of the work and, of course, the headspaces of all the members of the hardworking team in good stead. And we tried to think about how we could continue working on this project, but in this very sort of precarious and unknown world now of lockdown. So we thought about what we had, and I guess because many of our imaginings of what these multiverses might look like have been guided by archival research that, you know, research that's been carried out across so many different repositories, international, national, organisational, community and activist repositories. And we've gotten so much forgotten material as a part of that research that's really pertinent to understanding today's climate crisis. We decided to start to really hone in on what sustainability means from the perspective of knowledge and ideas and think about how we can apply a more sustainable approach in our creative practice.
That's. It sounds like it would be something that would be really great to be rolling out in schools as well, if it's this kind of repository of information that can be shared and stories and ideas. Yeah.
I think that sounds brilliant. And yes, let's talk.
Yeah. why do you think storytelling has such a power to change or influence our behaviours?
Well, look, I'll tell you this. I think what I've found, and it's not just me, it's, you know, we've got a very large team of thinkers from a range of different vocational backgrounds and cultural backgrounds and lifestyle backgrounds working on this project. And, you know, I think we've all felt that exploring how we can use imagined realities outside of our own is incredibly handy when it comes to discovering truths about those we belong to. And engaging this type of thinking can be a really healthy tool to use to interrogate the worlds we have to navigate daily. And obviously for a lot of people, that is multiple worlds at once anyway. You know, for First Nations people, having to actively move through colonized spaces, You know, that's a plurality that they, whether they like it or not, are expected to have to navigate. So this sort of notion of parallel worlds, although, you know, early in the morning, if you haven't sort of been caffeinated enough, might seem really, really far-fetched, it's actually something that many of us are forced to do frequently.
Yeah.
So I guess going back to what we've done in terms of trying to share some of these resources, we've built an online platform, and we've decided to start sharing some of the extraordinary artefacts that have inspired us along our journey. And some of them are so far-fetched, you know, if you take a look at them through the lens of our current reality, they actually do seem to be the stuff of other worlds. So from July, we're going to continue to release a new piece of forgotten history each week, and we would encourage, you know, everyone to come online and check them out. Please utilise the materials there. They're there for all of us to explore. And I guess for those listening who aren't that keen, you know, to sort of read, you know, everyone explores and learns differently. We've also got lots of other goodies online. We've produced an amazing new video work featuring the original music and performance of violinist Edwin Montgomery. It's called Lament, and it looks at anthropogenic climate change through the lens of the current COVID-19 pandemic. And it does so by chronicling the history of some of the more pivotal and yet once again forgotten moments in this socio-political narrative of climate change, and just sort of gives you, I guess, a moment to reflect on where we're going to move to from here. And there's also another spoken word work available online called The Power of Parallels, which just sort of talks about how we can engage this type of storytelling and thinking to empower a different type of critical viewpoint on how we navigate through life daily.
Daz, I would highly recommend everyone heading to your website. It's theparalleleffect.com. And like, you land on the page and there's a little rabbit and you follow the rabbit down the rabbit hole. And it's wildly interesting. And I agree with you, even if you're not into kind of parallel universes and science fiction, there is actually a whole wonderful range of information and other bits and pieces there that is there to engage you and kind of stimulate thought. Daz, oh my God, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Willie, and thanks to SER for continuing to support artists producing art, something which, contrary to Scott Morrison, I like to think of as an essential part of life.
Oh, I agree with you. Oh, my God, I agree with you, but let's not get started.
No, another rabbit hole.
Another rabbit hole. Daz, have a fabulous day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.